Welcome, everybody. This is the Pop Culture Pile Driver Money in the Bank 2021 preview and prediction show here on the Pop Culture Pile Driver YouTube and our podcast channel. For those of you that are catching us on the podcast, appreciate you. For those of you catching on the YouTube, you can subscribe to this podcast over on iTunes. For those watching live, you can drop your comments, predictions, anything in the chat. We'll be reading those when we get to those matches. As a part of this, I am going to be previewing Money in the Bank. I'll give you my picks for each match. We'll run through the entire card that seems to be official, but WWE has a knack of always adding a match or two day of show. Call me crazy. WWE has a way of just adding more stuff all the time. So feel free to, again, throw your comments as well, or at least if you see this video after, let me know your thoughts. Who's going to win the men's Money in the Bank? Who's going to win the women's Money in the Bank? Who do you want to win, and who do you see them, or how do you see them cashing in? So feel free to drop that in there as well. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason D. Rossi. Again, this is the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Follow them or us at Pop Culture PD in the podcast on iTunes. All right, so Money in the Bank 2021 is shaping up to be a sick, sick card. Like, if you want to just break down wrestling cards that we've had, like, it is an insane, insane event. The card looks stacked. But first and foremost, before we even get into the card itself, let's talk about a few Money in the Bank rumors that are swirling. For those that watched on Friday night, Finn Balor made his WWE call-up re-debut, interrupting Sami Zayn. So he was one of the few that were likely to be coming up from NXT to WWE. So he did that. He was able to make it to WWE. So we'll see what he does. I don't know if we'll see him on Sunday again. I wouldn't be surprised if they find a way, maybe even just a backstage interview or something to that degree. There's also big rumors of Becky Lynch returning soon. So we see her shortly after or at Money in the Bank. I would say save her for a Raw, save her for a SmackDown. We need to start making these WWE television shows must watch, and that's how you're going to do it. She doesn't have to get right into a program either, in my opinion. I know that's the WWE way, but a part of me is like, I'd rather see her come in and kind of be, I don't know, call me crazy. I'd rather her maybe just like show up on Raw and be like, hey, I'm back. I'm going to watch this championship match, and then we'll go from there. Like, something to that degree. Also, there's rumors of Goldberg now. There was the Brock Lesnar rumors for months. Now it looks like it's Goldberg who will be challenging, potentially, Bobby Lashley if he is successful at Money in the Bank at SummerSlam. So do we see Goldberg at Money in the Bank? You can't go without just throwing out the rumor of a Brock Lesnar. Now the crowds have returned. We have not seen Brock Lesnar since WrestleMania 36 in the Performance Center. Did not put on a great performance there at the Performance Center during the height of COVID, just weeks in, when Drew McIntyre became the WWE champion for the first time. Other rumor of John Cena, heavily rumored to be involved at SummerSlam, could be taking on Roman Reigns if he is successful at Money in the Bank against Edge. We'll get to all that. Is there anybody else that could be making a return? Is Randy Orton, who's been off TV for 4 weeks now, is he going to be reappearing at Money in the Bank? Is that kind of a smart move by WWE? Just take him off television, keep mentioning him, but don't show him. So people might kind of not forget about him, but put him in the back of their mind. Then he appears. We saw Zelina Vega recently return to WWE. We've seen they're slowly starting to do some stuff. They're doing the call-ups from NXT, Tegan Knox, or Knox, Blackheart. So you get Blackheart. That would actually be better. Shotzi. Don't mind that name, but don't love it either. But there's good a lot of stuff. So those are some of the rumors outside of winners and losers, which I don't like spoilers, and I like rumors. I'm fine with rumors, but I don't actually, to be honest, if you wanted to skip ahead to this point where I'm going to go over the card, and then I'll give you the DraftKings free pool picks for you to win some cash for free. And by after the end of this, some of the picks will be included in that. But I'm a wrestling fan that doesn't like rumors. I'm a wrestling fan that likes to go into shows. I like coverage of the events, and I love watching YouTube channels, Cultaholic, Wrestling with Regret, occasionally What Culture still, Wrestle Talk, Talk Wrestling or Wrestle, I already forget now with some of the channels I watch. The Jobber Knocker does a great podcast locally here in Boston area, like myself and Babysitter Billy, who does this podcast with me on the regular. But I'm not a big fan of like spoilers or like knowing, like the fact that I know Goldberg is very likely, I don't like that. Like it would have been such a big surprise if he just showed up Monday. Like all these people that feed information to the Dave Meltzers, the Wrestle Votes, like kind of shame on you. I know it probably brings in viewers or brings in clicks, but shame on you, in my opinion. Get off my soapbox here. So let's get into the card. We won't take too long here. Just announced a pre-show match, which I'm not stoked about things being on pre-show match. I thought post-pandemic we could maybe eliminate the pre-show match because it just doesn't feel as important. But you have Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio, the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, going up and defending against the Usos, Jimmy and Jay. I feel like this match should have been saved for a SummerSlam because I feel like this could actually be a really nice feud that they've kind of built with Roman involved and kind of weaving in the feud with Edge and Roman and potentially a John Cena in the future in Roman. But this one here, I think Rey and Dominic will retain. I actually think they might win by disqualification. Rey and Dominic have been little heels. The little naughty boys recently, if you've watched some of the SmackDowns and the things they've done to Roman, hitting him with chairs. I know he did first. I get that. But even going back to Baron Corbin, they kind of like bullied him a little bit. But I think Rey and Dominic need to start packing up some impressive wins so this tag belt feels a little more important. Loved what the Dirty Dogs of Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode were able to do with it. So I think this match goes no way of the Usos. I think Rey and Dominic will retain. I think the match, see, this is where I have difficulty. I want to try to go in order of how I think the card will build. And you got a lot of title matches. You just have really quality matches here. By the way, shout out to Carmella putting a great performance against Bianca Belair. Their chemistry isn't quite there, but I think a few more matches and we could see those two really put on some electric matches. Again, appreciate everybody being here, hanging out with us for those live watching. But yeah, another crazy one to me, another big matchup. That I think they're good. I'm toying. Are they going to start with the men's Money in the Bank or are they going to start with the women's Money in the Bank? I think they're starting with one of those because I think they want to have that potential expectation that that person can cash in or will win it back later in the night. So I think it's hard. It's really hard for me to really like, I'm going to go with the men starting off the night. I think the first thing you're going to hear from when the music starts, it could be a Shinsuke, which I think would be a great way to start it off. With that being said, Men's Money in the Bank, Ricochet, John Morrison, Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Big E, Kevin Owens, King Nakamura, and Seth Rollins. Everyone you've heard say, this is the most stacked Money in the Bank match you've seen. I'm going to eliminate two guys right off the bat. I do not think are going to win this match, and I would not put any of my shekels on it, or do I even think creatively it would be great. Ricochet and John Morrison. Ricochet, they've done enough recently to start to make you go, oh, okay, they care about him again. His career kind of died off after that loss in Saudi Arabia to Brock Lesnar in moments when they did that feud last year after he low-blowed him in the Royal Rumble. So Ricochet's starting to build back. I think he can, him and John Morrison, I'd actually like to continue this feud. They had a banger of a match on the final Thunderdome Raw, but I just don't see Ricochet getting it, and I don't see where they go with that in this current landscape. John Morrison just hasn't had that. Like him and The Miz is fine. Haven't felt that importance from him since his return to WWE, including that ladder match at WrestleMania 36, which he put on a hell of a show there with, I think it was Jey Uso and Kofi Kingston. I could be wrong. Could have been Jimmy. Apologize. But John Morrison, just don't see him winning this. I think there's a case for the rest of the competitors. I'm going to next eliminate King Nakamura. Even though I think he's red hot right now, I think he is someone that could hugely benefit from the Money in the Bank because I think now that he's a face, fans are going to be singing his theme song. He's got Rick Boogs playing him down and being involved with that package. I think there's a lot there, but I don't think he needs it. And I think WWE sometimes views the King crown, literally and figuratively, kind of as its own entity for somebody. So I'm going to take King Nakamura out of there, even though I would love to see him with it, because I think him versus a Roman Reigns or him versus a Bobby Lashley or one of these other big returning names would just be fascinating. But I also feel be kind of nice to get Nakamura into like the dream match category, which I think we'll have a future pod on soon. We're just like, we have so many wrestlers on this roster. We need to start doing like some just like banger matches and have very little story behind it. Just like Nakamura at this next pay-per-view versus Cesaro. Like, all right, just go and get it, guys. Like, give them 10 minutes, put 10-minute time limits, just say like exhibition match, who's the better wrestler? But that's, you know, me thinking like it's 1994. So the next wrestler I'm going to eliminate here, and it's tough now because we're down. So I've taken out Morrison, Ricochet, Nakamura. So you got Riddle, McIntyre, Big E, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, who I could see a case for all of them. I'm next taking out Kevin Owens. I think Kevin Owens could use this Money in the Bank. I just don't know. Kevin Owens has been one of the most oddly used WWE superstars in the last 15 years. He's a stud. He's got great, great presence. I think he's likable. Ever since getting the stunner, I think it's brought in something to his character. I personally don't like it. The pop-up powerbomb was it. I think him as a heel was fantastic. Him being this kind of everyman babyface is fine. I think a few years ago when Braun Strowman won the Money in the Bank, that was Kevin Owens' year. That was the year that the 2018. And then at the SummerSlam, he lost a quick one to Braun Strowman because the card had like 9,000 people on it. But it was a quick match. So I'm going to take Kevin Owens out of there. I don't know where to go with Kevin Owens. I could do a whole podcast on how I would, you know, make his character a whole different look and give him just meaningful matches. I thought him and Sammy, I kind of like that they rekindled that feud. And I almost find if we can keep weaving that in and out. Also, Kevin Owens could still be involved with the IC title. Haven't seen Apollo. He was not on SmackDown. So we'll see where that goes. He's still kind of suffering from the spike that he got from King Aziz or Chief Aziz, whatever his name may be. All right, so now we're down to Riddle, McIntyre, Big E, and Seth Rollins. So these are the four I think, if any four win, I would be understanding. I'm actually, even though I'm going to make a compelling case for all four and what I would do here, I'm taking out Drew McIntyre next. Now, Drew McIntyre has hit that ceiling as a babyface that WWE and WWE fans have put him in. They haven't given him feud, so he's kind of in one right now. Well, he is in a feud technically with Jinder Mahal, which I cannot wait to hear his music live. I think he's going to screw him out of this match. But let me say this. I think it would be most compelling for him to win. Here's why. Time to build around a babyface you care about, and I think Drew McIntyre is very care-aboutable. Yep, that's a word. I think Drew McIntyre embodies everything the WWE is looking for. He's a big hoss. He can have big hoss matches. He has a work rate that is impeccable. He's in great shape. And he looks like a man. The four people that are left just look like they could bash in the head at any time or have done it in real life. But Drew McIntyre, the sword gimmick, all that, I love everything about it. I'm a big babyface guy, so take that. I know a lot of people are like, Drew, I'm sick of him. But I think what would be compelling for Drew McIntyre is he gets the Money in the Bank. He has a built-in feud with Roman Reigns. Him and Bobby Lashley, we've seen the course of those matches. And I think, also, can Drew get a big win in front of a crowd? Can we give Drew the big win in front of a crowd so the crowd can actually be excited about him? We need to get there. I think that comes at SummerSlam. I think that match comes against a Jinder Mahal, and I think he's going to hit that like mid-upper card level for the next few months. But if he did win the Money in the Bank, the compelling story is this. He cannot cash in on Bobby Lashley. So I could see him helping someone that would be facing Bobby Lashley, whether it be later in the night in a Kofi Kingston, but then you'd have to make him a heel, right? Or whether it be a few months down the line, Bobby Lashley's on a tear. He's beating everybody. Drew McIntyre helps somebody else beat Lashley, but then that feud has to continue. So do we get them again at WrestleMania? I think it would narrow the storyline. So it's Drew and Bobby somewhere down the line again. WWE really liked it. I did. Didn't like the finishes to a lot of the matches, but I think it could be compelling. And I think Drew being someone that like, time's running out with the Money in the Bank. Does he go cash in on Roman? Like, I want it to come down to like next year's Money in the Bank, and Drew has to cash in that night. Bobby's still the champion. So does he help the other person win, or does he go in after Roman or whoever has the title at that point? Because you know he has to. We have to get that one of these years from one of the men or the women where it's like clock is ticking. I thought last year that's what we were going to get with Daniel Bryan. If you heard that podcast, this year, that would be awesome for Drew. But I'm taking him out. I don't think he's going to win. Next person I'm taking out is Big E Langston. I'm sorry, Big E. Give him Langston back. I think he's a guy that I think people are clamoring for. I think we need to build him up a little bit. The story there, if he does win, it's an obvious move here. Does he cash in on Bobby Lashley after Bobby Lashley beats Kofi? Does it bring a little between Kofi and Big E, which would be an excellent feud, by the way? And you put Xavier in the middle of this. I wouldn't mind seeing this all go down with them like after next year's WrestleMania. Give me babyface E, see how successful it is. Then we see what we get. But I feel like Kofi as the babyface, Big E turning heel. Oof, not like Rikishi. We can have goofy guys turn heel and actually be really compelling and really good and cover their ass. Remember when Big E used to have those weird trunks? The weird time in wrestling. But I'm going to go ahead and take Big E out. So I'm down to Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle. Here's my case for the case. Matt Riddle should win Money in the Bank. The way Money in the Bank was built, it was to take a guy that you see in the future, maybe a year or two down the line being the guy, but you don't know if you're going to get there with the story. Like, look at what Edge when he won it, Rob Van Dam when he won it, CM Punk two times won it. Those were the guys you were taking from that lower to mid to higher mid, the upper mid card, and skyrocketing them up. The John Cena's, the Brock Lesnar's, those just, no, that was foolish and not used wisely. John Cena was, but you didn't need it. Those guys can get title matches anytime. Here's the case for Riddle. It's his time. Somewhere in the near 6 months, it's his time. I love what they're doing with RK-Bro. It's built in. Riddle wins it. If you remember when Randy Orton went away, whatever's going on with him, hope everything's okay. Hopefully it's just a little vacation before the crowds. Deserve some time off. Start treating him a little bit more special like that. But he tells Randy, hey, I'm going to cash this in for us to get a tag match. And Randy actually coached him up not to. Randy tried to make Riddle a little more snaky and tell him how he did it when he cashed in on Daniel Bryan with help from Triple H at SummerSlam 2013. One of the best main events in SummerSlam history. And finishes. Put that in there. Like, get that involved. And then you can, if you want to break them up down the line, there's the built-in feud. Randy goes, you don't know what to do with this. You're an idiot. I'm going to take it from you. And let that be us, our like post, our winter feud as we get past maybe a Survivor Series when they're potentially tag team champions. Something like that. Something that's realistic and would be fun to watch. And then we get serious Riddle. I like goofball Riddle. I think he's compelling. He's fun. But we also need him to get that, what he had in NXT, the goofball, stoner, then serious, like angry. And like, the guy's a UFC fighter. He's kicked people's ass in real life. Probably kick half of the roster's ass. So give me that guy. So I'm taking Riddle. He's the guy I think you should go with here. And Seth Rollins, I think, would be excellent with the Money in the Bank. I really do. And I think this Edge feud that they're teasing, I think we're getting at SummerSlam. How much more compelling would it be with Seth with the briefcase? And he was just so good with the briefcase in 2014. So that's how I see it going. Matt Riddle being Mr. Money in the Bank. Next matchup, I think they're going to go to this Rhea Ripley-Charlotte match. I'll be quick. Unless Becky's coming back here at the end of this, which I really don't want to see. This whole title picture is a mess to me. It should still be Asuka. Should have treated her a little better. Should have kept her feeling important to them. When Rhea did beat her, it would have been compelling, interesting, in front of an audience. Rhea Ripley's character I don't get. I don't really like. I think she would be a great heel if she was mean or bad. And her and Charlotte, like Charlotte, I feel like everything's just coming down for these two. And I feel like these two should be top end stars. They had a great WrestleMania 36 match in front of no one. They've had decent matches over the past few months. I have no interest in this. Charlotte, I feel like I would love to see her and Bianca. I know that's not happening. Charlotte needs to get out of the title picture. She needs to be the, what did she call herself? Like the goal or the standard. I just think I'm just disappointed in what they've done with the women's division because they have the best female roster. I will say it. Fight me. Love AEW. Love what Impact's doing with their women's division. ROH is giving it a shot, but the WWE, you just can't hold a candle. The women there are incredible. Just the characters stink right now. These two, not into it. And I hate saying it because they're both great, but I need to know what Rhea Ripley is. I need to care about her. And her having the title does not make me care about her. This is the WWE way. Just give people a title because now that's their identity. Hate that. Not for me. Get out of here. Rhea Ripley should retain. Move on from this. Let's get her in a good feud. And if Becky's going to come out after, I'm not into it because I think there's much better things. I think non-title feuds are great sometimes for these competitors when they come back. Stop, because this is when you ruin them, when we feel like they're just in title picture. Charlotte Flair is the best wrestler on the roster. And she continues to be in title pictures. We're sick of it. Moving on. Like, we don't get into it. So that's where I feel there. Again, this could also be your co-main event because it's the only women's title match with, you know, having the women's Money in the Bank. But I think they're going to put that one on early. I think following that is where it gets interesting. What's going to be the main event here? Is it going to be Roman Edge, which clearly has the feel of a main event for any, this should have been the WrestleMania main event. I'm the biggest Daniel Bryan fan. He should have never been in there. Clearly it was a ploy by WWE to try to save him and keep him knowing his contract was up. This is what they do. They saw what happened with CM Punk. He walked out because he didn't get a main event. And obviously Daniel Bryan has main evented WrestleMania, but I think they wanted to give him one more. And I think they wanted to show him that they care about him, that they want to push him as a top guy. They didn't do it since he's returned. It's kind of been a weird use of him. But this should have been the main event at WrestleMania. We're getting it, I think, here, and I think it's going to go on last. So I'll say Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston will be the next match, and I see Bobby Lashley retaining. I need to see something with Big E, Xavier, and Kofi, whether it's backstage, something. And we need a tease for the future. Whatever they want to do, eventual breakups, I know they aren't together, but like eventual, like a match maybe, like a competitive match. Get back to that. Now they have these pay-per-views. A guy on SmackDown, a guy on Raw. Build little matches. They don't even, again, exhibition. Like, hey, I'm the man. Hey, you're the man. See you over there, E. I see what you're doing. Kofi, like, we've never done this. E, I want you at SummerSlam. If I hit Big E versus Kofi at SummerSlam, maybe Xavier is like the guest referee. Just like make it like special. Have an awesome like 10-minute, because not every match has to go 15, 20 minutes. Give me a 10-minute showcase of those two. And at the end, all three raise their hand. We don't get a heel turn. We don't need that. We don't need shock. We just need good feel-good moments right now with crowds back. I think that would be amazing. I'd love to see Big E versus Goldberg too, but not two, I mean, as well, but I don't think we're getting that. Yeah, Ernest, I do think it's going to be Riddle. So I think Bobby Lashley's retaining here because he's also mean right now. This is mean Bobby Lashley. This also would have been a great SummerSlam match, Bobby versus Kofi, if we built Kofi over the next month a little bit more. I think after that, we're going to get the – see, this is where it gets tough because we had this Raw tag team title match I think nobody really cares about, no disrespect to – having AJ Styles, one of the best in the world, in it. But I think that's going to be your kind of let me up match. It was either going to be that or Rhea Charlotte in that co right before the main event. But or they could go the Women's Money in the Bank there. I think Women's Money in the Bank comes in here because I think they want to bring you up again because I think these – not that Bobby and Kofi won't put on a great match, but I think they're going to try to plot this. So you get Asuka versus Naomi versus Alexa versus Nikki A.S.H. That is a superhero. Or whatever training versus Liv Morgan versus Lena Vega versus Natalia versus Tamina. I'll take the people I'm going to say are not going to win this. Asuka is not winning this match. She shouldn't even be in this match. There's not enough women in the roster, but she's not winning it. I love Asuka. I think Asuka's so poorly used for what her talents are. She was the MVP of the no crowd time, especially the PC time when there was no, she was just dancing around making noises on commentary. Amazing. Sasha Banks right behind her and Bayley. And then I'd probably put a Drew because they were there the whole time. I know Roman was great. Then I'm also going to take Tamina and Natalia both out. Tag team champions. Can't tell if their faces are heels. I'm taking them out. This is where it gets interesting. I'm taking out Zelina Vega. Although I think Zelina Vega would be an excellent Miss Money in the Bank. Why? Because she would be awesome on the mic. She's amazing on the mic, regardless of the SmackDown kitty BS that her and Liv Morgan were doing. I think Zelina would be great, but I'm going to go ahead and say she's not going to win it. Even though it would be great for her, I just don't know. Also, WWE, I don't know what they really feel about her. I don't honestly don't even know why she's back. And I don't mean that rude. A big fan of her, the person behind the story, got to meet her a few times with Busted Open, the SiriusXM show, some of the access I got through them. Great talent, beautiful, has everything that WWE is looking for. But I just, in ring, I don't see it right now. And I don't really understand the return, especially with her husband now at AEW. What a package she would have been with Malakai Black. But That's beside the point. So Alexa Bliss, Nikki Ash, Liv Morgan, Naomi. Taking Naomi out, she could use it though. She would be an excellent Miss Money in the Bank, especially with like a Rhea Ripley on Raw. If a Becky's returning, like I would love to see those matches. I'd love to see Rhea Ripley against anybody else except for Asuka and Charlotte. I feel like that's the only people she fights. So give me a Naomi. That would be great. Here's where it gets scary. Is Alexa Bliss going to win this match? Are we going to get some tomfoolery? Or here's what I think would happen. If they want to shock and awe on Sunday, the Fiend returns. Alexa Bliss, quotes, screwed the Fiend at WrestleMania. So I think Alexa Bliss gets screwed, quote unquote, by the Fiend here. And we get finally to see what we're doing that can lead to something at SummerSlam. Is it Alexa versus the Fiend? I don't know. That would be amazing to kind of like just hype up to see what they would do. So Nikki Ash, Liv Morgan, both could use it, both in the right position. Alexa Bliss, by the way, a former Miss Money in the Bank. Asuka won it last year, but got the title when Becky had to go and be a mom. Amazing moment, maybe the best moment of the pandemic time. That just so real, raw emotion that you don't get on WWE often. But Nikki Ash and Liv Morgan, to me, are the perfect candidates. Like I said, Riddle and, to be honest, Big E were in the first Men's Money in the Bank. You need the guy that... Or you need the star that needs the push up and that you actually believe in. I think they're now starting to believe more in both of them. Nikki should have been believed in since day one. Incredible competitor in ring. Her now husband, now going back to Mr. Big Damo, no longer in the company. But sometimes that oddly works. Except Lana, who ended up not me. But when Rusev left, Lana kind of got highlighted. But here's what I think here. I would not be upset with either one. I'm leaning towards Liv Morgan, though. I think there's a really compelling story here. Nikki Ash, here's what it comes down to me. I think she could be a future heel. I know she's playing the hero. Like, she's got something. You know, Vince loves this goofy stuff. All WWE superstars should be pitching themselves as superheroes. I got the Hurricane in a position to keep a job, not only, but to be on TV for a long time thereafter. And also, and still makes appearances. And I believe an agent right now. And then there's Liv Morgan. So here's why. Nikki Ash would be great because just knowing her, they trying to play the superhero, maybe her taking out Rhea Ripley, which that was the whole story. She's beat all the women on Raw in the top of the card. So that would be, you know, she could say, I beat you all. It's just a matter of time before I become the women's champ. But I think Liv Morgan, here's why. Or is Liv Morgan going to get screwed by this person? Sonya Deville is a major part of this. Sonya Deville being a acting manager as well as going to be, looks like, returning to the ring soon. Does she screw Liv Morgan out of it? Because Liv Morgan was kind of like ungrateful on SmackDown recently. Maybe. But I see it going this way. Liv Morgan wins it. She says she's going to take her time. She's going to reflect. She's going to become. She needs to be this character. I need to get better. I know I have some deficiencies. I have wins over Charlotte Flair. I have a WrestleMania win over Natalya. These are some of the best women of the generation of all time. I need to get to the level where I can come in and defend this championship. She needs to be the downtrot babyface where she's like, if I cash in on, let's just say, Bianca after she's in a tough match, I don't think I can beat her again. I don't know if I can beat Bianca today on a consistent basis. But if I keep training and I keep kicking butt, I will beat her. That's what I want to see. So it's almost like she uses the Money in the Bank as like, I'm going to be champion, but I need to train for that run. And like, there's something about that that I think would be super compelling where she's like, I'm not going to be able to beat Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, whoever, like on it. Like I could maybe come in and cash in on them, but am I going to be able to continue to beat them? Yes, I have wins over some of them, but am I going to be able to carry this championship and be a proud women's champion here in WWE? That's the compelling part, but here's where it gets even better. She has the briefcase. Boom. Sonya Deville is going to return and be like, I'm taking that from you. Or I want to feud with you. Like something like that. I think Sonya Deville is an underrated character now. I think she's underrated in ring. So I would love to see it. So I'm going to pick Liv Morgan to be the women's Money in the Bank. AJ Styles versus Omos versus the Viking Raiders up next. I don't think this is going to be a long match. I think this is a match that the crowd's going to have a tough spot in. AJ Styles, I'm thinking a 450 or something crazy off of Omos to get the crowd up. Viking Raiders deserve better, to be in a better position with more people that can go. AJ Styles obviously can. AJ Styles taking a loss, by the way. Didn't like that to Ivar. And then your main event, Roman Reigns versus Edge. This match, it should be an easy prediction of Roman Reigns pinfall in the ring. But I want these two guys to put it on all out there. 25 minutes, and I think Roman wins. Does John Cena show up after? Does Brock Lesnar, do they do something after? I don't think you need to, but I think they will. Something big will happen at the end of this show. I think you're going to get a Fiend return. I think you're going to get a John Cena appearance. That's my predictions there. So just to wrap up, appreciate everybody here again. Subscribe to the podcast at the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Went into detail of how I would do some things with some of these competitors. But yeah, this was amazing. I'm at Jason D. Rossi, but I told you one last thing I would do here. I'm going to give you those DraftKings picks. So right now, let me pull up the contest for the DraftKings free pool. So no matter where you are, a state that does legalize gambling on DraftKings or not, you can go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. You log into your account, and then you will get the free pool for WWE's Money in the Bank. And the pool questions go as follows. You can also check them all out, part of the Dream Stream on their YouTube page. That's what I'm a part of. Babysitter Billy is at times, kind of runs the show. But all right, so the sports book has who will win Money in the Bank ladder match. I'm going with Riddle. Somehow Baron Corbin is on this list, which really is interesting, I'll just say. So maybe they think someone's going to be taken out. Baron Corbin in here, not Nakamura. So maybe they just did this, and maybe that'll be updated, but don't put Baron Corbin because he's not in the match. But yeah, I'm going to say Riddle. And this is who will touch the briefcase first during the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. This is where it gets tough. I would say Ricochet. I think Ricochet, with his athleticism, somebody will set up a thing, you know, a ladder. He'll run up and touch it first. So Ricochet. Which superstar will jump off the ladder first in the Money in the Bank ladder match? It's Ricochet, Kevin Owens, or any superstar. Nobody, or any other superstar dash, nobody jumps off the ladder. It's hard not to go that way. It could be John Morrison, could be Seth Rollins, could even be Drew McIntyre. So I'm going to go with any other superstar. Will anyone interfere in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match? Yes, I think Jinder Mahal will. Will a foreign object other than a ladder be used in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match? This is a tough one because they're going to use a table somewhere. They're going to use chairs somewhere. So I'm going to say yes. But is it this match? I don't know. Who will win the Universal Championship match? I'm going to go Roman Reigns. Who will hit the first spear? I'm going to say Edge. Edge or Roman Reigns. Who will hit the most spears? Edge, Roman Reigns, or Ty? That is a very difficult for this free pool question because I could see going 3 for Edge. Are we going to get more than that from Roman? Call me crazy. I'm going to say Ty. I feel like it's going to be like 2 or 3 each. How many people interfere in the Universal Championship match? So interfere, obviously you have the Usos, right? I think there's a way that they've been doing this feud and things with Roman. He does it alone. So I will technically say none. I don't think anyone's going to actually interfere. I don't think there's Usos, Mysterios, John Cena, anybody's going to interfere with the match. And I don't want there to be. I want there to be a nice clean win for Roman. Will a foreign object be used in the Universal title match? Yes. Put money on that. Yes. They're going to break that chair. They're going to use that piece of it to do the choke out. So just want to let you know, those are my picks. You can run it back, listen to it. I'm going to post this on the podcast channel for those that are watching on YouTube. Appreciate each and every one of you. Subscribe if you have not. Ernest does ask a question. Says, Rossi, who is your favorite wrestler and why? Today, Ernest, all time, it's Bret Hart. And why? Because he was the first like champion that wasn't Hulk Hogan and just believable. And I just loved watching his matches. He was so compelling and loved that the pink and black, everything about his attire, everything he looked like was awesome. Daniel Bryan's a modern favorite of mine. Almost the same reasons, almost makes his matches feel and seem real. His run in 2013, his matches in 14 were just insane. Seth Rollins, like Dean Ambrose, now John Moxley, Chris Jericho's an all-timer. Those just names come to mind. I can make a list. Might even do a top 11 one day. I heard the Pop Culture Pile Driver. We are the top 11s. But again, appreciate everybody. We've seen some other chats. I just caught that one. This one a little longer than expected. But appreciate you. Hope you all have the most amazing time watching Money in the Bank. Hey, if I'm feeling spicy enough, I might come back on YouTube or do a post-show podcast as well. But you all enjoy the wrestling. Wrestling is back. Crowds are back. Audiences are back. We love it. We love each and every one of you and everybody here. It's been an amazing run doing stuff. and just appreciate that you guys even tune in. And we'll be back on Tuesday live for a podcast. We are going to be drafting wrestlers from 2001. So subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can find us on Twitter at PopCulturePD, at Jason D. Rossi. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and enjoy Money in the Bank on the old cock.
Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about pop culture that they like, and they'll, the first thing they'll say is the beat. Get yourself.